Max, thanks so much for joining us. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of what's happening in Haynes.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. So our lead story in the paper this week is about the Tourism Advisory Board here. Last week recommended lifting a four-year-old moratorium on new commercial tour permits out at the Chilkoot Lake State Recreation Site. And that's been an issue that the borough has debated for years, sort of how best to manage visitors out along that narrow section of the Chilkoot River between the lake and Lutac Inlet. It's notorious for overcrowding. I mean, mainly because it's like one of the best places to view brown bears fishing for salmon on the road system. So this issue now will move to the assembly, and the assembly will review a moratorium that they had placed on new commercial tours out there in 2018.
How many tours are grandfathered in on that road?
So right now there are about 10 companies have permits to run tours out there from the borough. The state also permits tours out there, and actually borough code only requires companies that run single day tours or tours like less than 24 hours to be permitted by the borough. So any company that has a multi-day tour, they only need a permit from the state out there, and I'm still waiting for a number to see how many are permitted by the state.
All right, what else is going to be in the latest issue of the Chilkat Valley News?
We also have a preview for a celebration of life that will be had for David Simmons the weekend of July 15th to 17th. So next weekend, David tragically died in the December 2020 Beach Road landslide. There's a full schedule of events on Facebook and on bulletin boards around town.
And then you're also covering road repairs in the Haynes Borough.
Yeah, that's right. So there's another story that's an update on some of the repairs that the borough is working on for roads damaged by flooding and landslides during that December 2020 event. And the three main ones that are expected to happen this summer are repairs on Young Road, Porcupine Trail Road, and Totem Street. And then several more are slated for next summer. Construction will begin on several more next summer.
And are these going to be funded by the borough?
These are FEMA-funded projects. So they're to repair roads back up to where they were before the disaster occurred.
And then finally, some international students are coming to Haynes. What's happening with this group?
Yeah, so this program called the Student Diplomacy Corps is having 10 high-achieving high school students from around the country, and even one from Uzbekistan and one from Bolivia, come to Haynes. They'll be here for a week starting on Sunday. They'll be staying at the Halsingland Hotel for two nights. They're going to camp out at Chilkoot Lake. They're going to Klukwan. They're a backpacking trip around Mount Rapinski. And it's one stop on a bigger program through Alaska. This is actually the first time the program has done a trip for what they call student diplomats within the U.S. Normally they go overseas, but they've chosen Alaska as their destination this summer, and they'll be in Haynes next week.
Reporter Max Graham, thank you so much for giving us a preview of the latest issue of the Chilkat Valley News. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.